This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Wednesday, June 28th. Plenty of movement in the grain markets yesterday from the floor of the CME in Chicago. Here's Joe Vaklavic.
Now, we've got a big USDA report coming up this Friday. This is the planted acreage and quarterly stocks report, both of which are highly unpredictable. This is a year where we've seen, I think, a lot of acreage shuffling. USDA told us back in March that we were going to have record soybean acreage, but a lot of things have happened since then. First off, the soybean price fell off a lot since we took those surveys back during the first couple of weeks of March. Second thing, and maybe contradictory to that, is that we had a very wet spring, which sometimes means more soybean acres, which remains kind of a bearish factor. That's why the market's kind of pressing some multi-month lows here.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday up 3.25 at 453 and a quarter. July corn ended the day up a quarter point at 359 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day up 3.25, ranging from 478 and a quarter to 505. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for July were up 4.25, ranging from 532 and a quarter to 547 and a quarter. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for July were up 27.75, ranging from 791.5 to 796.5. Live cattle for June were down $1.87.5 at 120.17. August feeder cattle were down $4.57.5 at 145.97.5. July Class 3 milk was down 3 cents at 1586.
I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.